5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me this Friday, February 5th, 2021. It is an interesting time to be alive. Thank you so much for joining me. And like I always say, please do me a favor. Hit the like button, share, follow, subscribe. They keep removing people following from my pages. They keep removing subscribers. So you have to check it periodically. Not even just mine, but anyone that you are interested in, you constantly need to go check it to see if you're still subscribed to it. You know, my producer has her own account and she was subscribed to my YouTube channel and they unsubscribed her. So you have to go check it out. They say they unsubscribe a lot of people because they believe that the people that subscribe to your to my channel or to other channels are not actually real people. So that's the reasoning for that. At least that's the reason that I was given. So if you notice, I titled this, of course, the Republican Party belongs to President Trump. And I believe that. And, you know, and it's amazing. Like I said in my other videos, I wasn't there behind closed doors, but I'm willing to bet that the Democrats got to the Republicans like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, Mike Pence, and said, if you want to take your party back, you're going to have to work with us to remove President Trump. And today, Marjorie Greene did a press conference and they were just, you know, they were, the press is still just nasty, except for a few like OAN and Right Side Broadcasting. But, you know, for the most part, the rest of them, these people are just straight up evil. They ask a question and then she gives an answer and then they'll turn around and ask the same question again. It's like these people that are in the press, their short-term memory is getting shorter. They get an answer, but it's not the answer that they want. And Marjorie Greene, being who she is, she went on there and she said, look, I apologize for saying some of the stuff that I said in the past. They were wrong. I apologize. She said it was my opinion during that time, basically, and I'm apologizing. But now, they don't care. They're doing her the same way they did President Trump. And I kept telling everybody that they were going to do that. I kept telling everybody. That's exactly what they were going to do. And you know what? Let me say this as well. You know, a lot of people ask me when I open up the phone lines, and a lot of people would call me and ask me saying, Will, what do you think? Do you think there's going to be like a civil war? And some people believe that there's going to be a civil war. And personally, what I think is going to happen, and I've said this multiple times, and I got something I'm going to play for you later on to show exactly this. I've been telling people, I see the writing on the wall. And what's going to happen, all it will take is for them to lock up, you know, arrest, remove 2 to 4 million people, what I'm saying, from society, and then the rest will comply. And see, I truly believe that they're going to go after those who think that will stand up against the tyranny, you know, physically. So if once they remove those that will stand up against tyranny, then the rest will just, you know, roll over. Because they don't have anyone to look to stand up and do anything. And one gentleman called in the other night was saying the problem with that, and I don't even know if he even heard me say that. And this was a black male. I could tell that he was a black male. But he was upset because Republicans do not stand up for themselves. And every time Antifa and BLM would show up someplace and attack white people specifically, white people would allow it to happen. Now, I don't ever call for violence, but it's a true statement. And I've even said it before. Do y'all recall this? Do y'all recall when the four black kids kidnapped a young white male. I think he was autistic. But the four black kids, teenagers, they weren't even kids. They were young adults. Four of them kidnapped this white young male, tortured him for 4 days or a week or something like that. They were torturing him for days. They would not give him water. The only water he had access to was toilet water. Do y'all recall that? And see, the mainstream media, they like rushed that up under the rug. You know, don't even talk about that. But what did white people do? My whole point is, what did white people do when that came out, when the information? I was highly upset. I was livid that they took this young male who was autistic and tortured him for days, kidnapped him, making him drink toilet water. And what did white people do? How many rallies did you see? How many marches did you see? How many riots did you see? How many times did you see Target, Walmart, all of that get looted? How many times? How many? How many? How many? How many? You want me to tell you? Zero. Zero. And you know why white people don't do it? This is my personal opinion. I'm not white. I can't tell. But, you know, white people are just people. When you wake up in the morning, I'm straight up say it like this. When you wake up in the morning, you don't wake up feeling like a color. I don't. I feel up. When I wake up, I feel like Will Johnson. Sometimes I might have a headache, but I feel like I wake up feeling like Will Johnson. I don't wake up feeling like a color. And see, white people don't wake up feeling like white people. They wake up who they are. And the reason why I think white people didn't go out and riot and just loot and burn stuff, because they knew it was those four demonic black young adults that did it to the white males, did it to that white male. So it was like, what is the point of me going down and burning up a Walmart because of these idiots, because of these demonic people? the difference is completely evident between white people and black people, because black people get into their emotions, and when Target and all these other stores and small businesses have nothing to do with what took place, for some reason black people and Antifa, which consists of a lot of white people, these leftist groups, basically go out and burn up everything. They destroy everything. Burn it all to the ground is what they say. Talking about injustices. What about the injustice that would happen to that young white male? Just putting them in jail is not enough, because he wasn't the only one it happened to. See, the mainstream media, they'll sweep it all under the rug when black people do something like that. It's amazing. So, the Republican Party, the Republicans that are there, like, you know, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, McCarthy, you know, the whole lot of them. Even what's his name? One Eye Willie, Dan Crenshaw. That dude's he's straight up snake. He had everybody fooled. People thought that he was a straight up guy fighting for the American people, but he had everybody fooled. But anyways, I digress. Marjorie Greene today did a press conference, and she's talking to the press, which, you know, the press is like one-sided, one-track mind. These people are supposed to be highly educated. They take pride in being educated, but they, for some reason, are completely stupid, dumbed down. And then they don't like the fact that people like me will talk about stuff that's happening in the news. And that's why you have like the Criminal News Network, the Communist News Network, and MSDNC, and the rest of them. wanting to shut people like me down because I'm talking about them. See, we talk about stuff that they refuse to talk about. But Marjorie Greene, she handled herself very well. And I'm going to play some of this clip for you. The whole thing is out there, but I just got a little snippets here that I want to play for you because she addressed these people in the press very well. And they don't care. They don't care about the truth. All they want to do is try to diminish her because more people are starting to follow her the same way they did President Trump. And they do not want her because think about it. 4 years, and I don't know if anyone's actually even said this yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one thinking about it. If we, in 4 years, we actually get a female president, I would go for her. I'm straight up telling you. A female president, a strong woman, I love a strong woman. You get a strong woman like Marjorie Taylor Greene to become president, I'm all for it. And see, they see they see her on a pathway of getting the people that's in the Republican Party, which is, you know, Trump's party, basically rallying behind her. I'm telling you right now. And see, because they did not allow her to be on the committees, and shame on these Republicans for giving the Democrats control to remove a Republican congressperson from a committee is absolutely disgusting. Shame on them. They need to answer for what they've done. They need, you know what? I'm not saying they need to be like harassed, but they need to be frequently questioned. Why did they do this? Did they do it for the party, or did they do it for their self-interest? They did it for their self-interest. But listen to what she says in some of this. Because it is President Trump's party. And see, that's the reason why these Republicans are doing what they're doing.
Those that are in charge have been here for decades. Decades. Do you know the average age of retirement? It's around 64, 65 years old in the private sector. But not here in Congress. They cling to power as long as they can because apparently it's addictive and they can't give it up. This is something that I just can't tolerate. I can't take it, and the American people are so sick of it. You see, a record number of Americans voted for President Trump. Record number of Republicans voted for President Trump. Do you want to know why? It's because they loved his policies. They loved his fight. They loved the fact that for once we had a president that stood up for America, stood up for American businesses, and remembered the forgotten man. He was a president that didn't care about your skin color because God created us all equal, and thank God our Constitution affirms that. He was a president that wanted every single person to achieve, and that's why we supported him. That's why I've always supported him. And I want to tell you, Republican voters support him still. The party is his.
Exactly. The party is his. And see, that's why these Republicans are going there. That's why you have some of these Republicans going after her, and they can't stand it. The Democrats hearing her say that, they're like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? The party's his. He's not there anymore. He's not there anymore. Someone make him go away. But they have a plan. They have a plan. They want to impeach a private citizen. That's exactly what they're doing. So them impeaching a private citizen, What their goal is right now, what they're going to be doing next week. Impeaching a private citizen means that anyone in the United States of America can be impeached simply because they feel like it. Simply because they feel like it. President Trump hasn't done anything wrong. If they're still trying to tie him to what happened on January 6th, they're completely misguided. And we already know that they are. But they don't care about the truth. They never did care about the truth. They've made it clear that they don't care about the truth. They make up lies every single day and expect all of us to believe it. Believe it or not, they do it every single day, expecting us to believe all of the lies that they're putting out there saying that President Trump is the reason why he's being impeached because of January 6th, because of the insurrection that happened. Seriously, President Trump never, ever, he never even hinted to the to people being violent. He never hinted to people rioting. He's always said that he was the law and order president. So you mean to tell me that he went from being law and order to just chaos, mayhem? No, that's not it. That's not the case at all. They're so afraid of President Trump still today. They're still so afraid of him because they know that the American people still stand with him. And you know, a lot of them are like right now are highly upset because they don't understand why President Trump is like so silent. Like, why is he not? You know, they want to hear what he has to say every day. But these same idiots that are doing this are, you know, especially the ones that are like, what is he doing? What is he doing? Oh, my goodness. What is he doing? What is he doing? Those same idiots are like happy that Twitter removed them. They're happy that he was removed from social media. And why did they remove him? Because they didn't want him being able to talk to the masses. That's it. That's what it comes down to. That's it. You can have anti-American hateful people on the left like Barack Hussein Obama, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Biden. They can say all of the disgusting lies that they want, and the big tech companies will help them out, get their message out. Have y'all noticed? You know, I haven't really seen it now because, you know, some people still talk about the election on Twitter and stuff like that, but they're not even tagging it any longer, saying this has been disputed. This has been disputed. When no one is disputed, it's just because they didn't like it. They said it's not true, right? That's what it is. Like I showed you last night, how the same thing where they say that when they don't like something, they just say it's QAnon because they don't like it. Has nothing to do with QAnon, but they, you know, they'll just tag it with it because they don't like it. Same thing. But she has more to say here. Now, you remember when they would frequently ask President Trump to denounce white supremacy, and he would constantly say, I denounce white supremacy. He would say, I denounce white supremacy. I denounce white supremacy. He couldn't even say it anymore. I mean, I was tired of hearing him saying it. But the mainstream media kept asking him that very same question. Will you denounce white supremacy? You know why they did that? Because they knew that the people that watched their networks, and they knew that the big tech companies prevented people from seeing President Trump saying that he denounced white supremacy. Why did they do that? So then that way they can control the mind of the people that's getting information. See, if they can say that, I mean, because I've talked to black people still every now and then when I go out on the streets and when I'm out, and they still say that President Trump never denounced white supremacy. They even still say President Trump was a racist in the White House. They're still saying that after he denounced it multiple times. The reason why I bring that up, because they're doing the exact same thing to Marjorie Greene. I told everybody, and I kept saying it even before they were the press conference. I said, look, they're going to do the same thing to Marjorie Greene that they did to President Trump. Why? Because they see her as a threat. If she wasn't a threat, it's just like, let me put it this way. It's just the same thing Satan does. When Satan sees that you are doing something positive, he will throw everything at you because he sees you as a threat. The same thing with these people on the left, these evil people, because they see you as a threat, they lie, they throw all this stuff at you, trying to trip you up, trying to make it look bad, because they see you as a threat. So if you're not doing anything and they're not like attacking you because you're not a threat to the evil one and his demonic demons. Now listen.
It doesn't belong to anybody else.
Seriously, but you said on a video in January 2019.
Now it's kind of low and I don't know if you can hear it, but they're asking her about what she said about Nancy Pelosi and about what treason. I encourage everyone to go look in the U.S. Constitution what it says about treason.
okay? And when people commit treasonous acts. And I think some of the stuff is, you know, they can stick it to it. And my question is how come the law enforcement in the nation are not doing their jobs? I'm constantly asking that. I just want to know. You know, they're coming after people like us, you and I, for simply having an opinion. And some people can't even say freedom of speech any longer. There are certain things you can't even say without them coming to get you. This is beyond ridiculous. But they're asking her about what she said about Nancy Pelosi. Listen.
I'm just going to read it to you verbatim. You said it's been taken out of
context. Who are you with? What's your name?
I'm Jessica Dean with CNN. By
our law. Okay, so the one that's talking to her is with CNN, if you can hear it.
Law, representatives and senators can be kicked out and no longer serve in our government. And it's a crime punishable by death is what treason is.
Treason, that's exactly what treason is. And see, they want to ignore that. That's why the Democrats are constantly talking about they want to change the U.S. Constitution, because all of the treasonous stuff that they've done, they have to remove the Constitution so that way it doesn't apply to them. It should apply to all of us in the United States of America. If you commit something treason, if you commit, you break the law should apply, right? Would you all agree? I think we all agree to that. Listen.
Did you see my speech yesterday? How many stories did you report on Russian collusion conspiracy lies? No, I want to know, have you apologized for Russian collusion conspiracy lies? Have you? I don't have to.
Do you stand by the fact that you said Nancy Pelosi is guilty of treason and that's
I think you heard my speech yesterday. You owe the people an apology. You lied about President Trump. You owe the people an apology. I've done mine yesterday. Okay, next question.
You hear that? See, they don't care. She already apologized for saying that, but they don't care. They want to continue drilling it in like she never said, okay, look, I apologize for saying that. Now, some of us still think that what these Democrats have done is treasonous. Personally, what they did this past election, a lot of people think that is treasonous. Now, the law enforcement in this nation, they're seeing what took place. They have to know all the evidence. They got to know it, or they're looking the other way. And you got to ask yourself, why is that? But listen to some more of this.
Did any of you hear my speech yesterday?
You regret saying that she is guilty of treason and deserving of death.
See, how many times does she have to continue going down that road? I mean, are you racist? Are you racist? How many times? The same thing they did to President Trump. And why are they doing this? Like I said earlier, because they fear her, because they want to discredit her. That's their only goal. They're not trying to seek the truth. These people are evil. They're straight up evil. Listen.
What do you see as your role here going forward?
My role is the job I got elected to do. I'm going to vote very conservative. Pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-border, pro-America, pro-American businesses, pro-economy, pro-jobs. We need to reopen this country. We need to put kids back in schools. Keeping them at home is killing our children. Depression is high, suicide's high. We canceled prom, canceled graduation, canceled their lives. I'm going to be working hard on those policies, and I'm going to be holding the Republican Party accountable and pushing them to the right.
You hear that? See, and that's another thing that the Democrats don't like. Holding Republicans accountable and pushing them to the right. For her to even have to say that you're going to have to push Republicans to the right. I mean, really, come on. What country do we live in that you seriously have to push Republicans to the right? And that's such a true statement. Some of these Republicans have forgotten that they are on the right. Because they are giving the Democrats every single thing that they want. Everything that they want. It's almost like you have. Now, I'm not saying Republicans are angels because they're not. Okay. But I'm just giving an analogy here. It's like, you know, we're in this spiritual battle. And think about it. Just imagine if the angels, you know, just all of a sudden just started giving these demonic demons in the spiritual battle everything that they want. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Everything that you want. Now, the Republicans here on Earth, in this realm, they were considered the good guys at some point because they were putting America first. They were actually looking out for the American people. They were thinking that, hey, if you make the money, you earn the money, you should be able to keep the money. But the Democrats are saying, no, you earned the money. You worked hard for it. You need to give it up because we have someone that's sitting on the couch doing nothing that needs your money. And that's their motto. And that's exactly how they're pushing it.
You talked earlier about the media teaching people to hate, but wasn't it you who liked a page on Facebook, a comment saying Nancy Pelosi should get a bullet to the head? And didn't
you know, this reminds me of when you guys would ask President Trump, President Trump, do you denounce white supremacy? And he would say, I denounce it. And then you would ask him again, and he would have to say, I denounce it.
You didn't mention those comments yesterday, did you, in your speech?
I have said it.
You didn't mention those specifically.
You know, here's the thing. When you want to keep telling the same story over and over, but you don't want to tell the truth, that's your problem.
Those were among the most,
and that's how we end press conferences.
Exactly. They don't care about the truth. They keep pushing the same narrative. These people are supposed to be journalists, right? They're supposed to be journalists. If you ask a question, 2 + 2, what is the answer to that? 4. But what about if you switch the 2s around? What's the answer to that? Can you tell us the answer to that? What is 2 + 2? They keep drilling it and drilling it. And you know why they keep drilling it like that? Because they want a different answer. They don't want the truth. They want a different answer. This is how the left is thinking. And this is why I keep going back in my mind. I keep seeing it, that we're living in those days, the generation with God talk about, where people have been turned over to a reprobate mind because the truth is not in them. The truth is not in them. You experiencing this, you and I experiencing this together, we should be highly privileged, feel privileged. You know why? Because we're seeing the Bible unfold. We're the ones that get to experience this. We are that generation. So now they're talking about President Trump, and like I said, they're still scared of President Trump. That's why they're still trying to go through the impeachment and everything. And you know, part of the reason why they want to go through the impeachment is because they want to not allow President Trump to get any more, you know, top secret information, no more briefings, no more intelligence information. They don't want President Trump to receive any of it, because see, in the past, a lot of presidents would receive it. And they're trying to say, well, President Trump didn't take the intelligence briefings serious, so he shouldn't be entitled to them. But all presidents in the past have. We live in a time where the Democrats are going to do everything they can to make sure they keep the power and make sure that never again someone like President Trump walked through the White House doors. I can't tell you how many times I said that before the election, that that's what their goal is here. It's such dark days that we live in. And I'm getting ready to show you another video, but this video has 3 demonic demons on it. 3 demonic demons. And these demonic demons are straight up lying. And they're like, they're so happy because of what is happening to the country. They're happy about it. And they're trying to act like they're all civil. And this is what Woofy Blitzer on CNN. They're trying to act like they're all civil, right? Like they have all the answers. And this is the reason why this is like this, because, you know, President Trump, he didn't do this or he didn't do that. And he'll just lie to us anyway. Blah, 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 blah. The same stuff that they always say. The same stuff that they always say. Check it out.
I think he's absolutely right. And I think you and Caitlin covered it pretty well. There are a number of reasons why he shouldn't. There's no need. There's a risk, because this, what the former president, I think, was somewhat cavalier in how he used intelligence information. And the giving of intelligence briefings to former presidents is not in a rule. It's not in a statute. It's a norm. It's a courtesy. And to extend that courtesy to a former president who broke all the norms, including with respect to intelligence, I don't think is necessary at all. And also remember that Donald Trump was the president in office who chose in fits of pique to try to take away security clearances of former high intelligence officials, including John Brennan.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, John Brennan need to have more information when he was leaking it? When John Brennan was straight up lying? Why would you do that? When you know, see, now what James Comey did and John Brennan and some of these other people, a lot of people would consider that treasonous. Why would you do that? These people were corrupt. They are corrupt.
So the most important reason is that it poses a risk. The second most important reason is that there's no need. What benefit does the United States get to give intelligence briefings to a person, as Caitlin points out, didn't care about them when he was in office?
I mean, come on. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? This is them trying to act like President Trump shouldn't receive anything. They want to put this man in jail. And you know what? They're expecting him to show up to, or they would love for him to show up to this whole impeachment sham in the Senate, because now they finally have the votes and they're getting ready to impeach a private citizen. And they're doing this because they do not want him to run again, or they don't want him to have anything to do with anything. They're terrified of this man. And to my understanding, has this ever happened in the history of this nation before, where they've gone after a private citizen like this? See, I think in the past, if I'm not mistaken, they were talking about doing it to one other president, but they were saying, you can't do this. He's no longer president. He's a private citizen. So they just left it alone and they moved on. But they're not going to do that here. And Biden supposedly came out and said that, you know, well, we're not going to, you know, he's leaving up to the Senate to do this. You know, he's not saying yay or nay to it. He's saying he's leaving up to the Senate, but he also went on to say that it could be very damaging to the country. You think they're still trying to impeach my president? They're still trying to impeach our president, Donald J. Trump. It's such a remarkable time, everybody. I mean, it's truly like living in the Twilight Zone, and these people are running with this insanity that we're supposed to just believe everything that they're telling us and go right along with it. I mean, it's ridiculous. Do me a favor, please hit the like button for me. Share the video. Hit the like button for me. Please hit the like button. That's the only way we can get past the algorithms. I really need your help. Hit that like button. Okay. I have something else that I'm going to show you here. And this may really blow your mind here. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, you know, this person is, let me put it like this. Let me just say, the clip that I'm getting ready to show you, just put it in your mind that the clip I'm getting ready to show you, they're talking about Antifa and BLM. Okay? Just because I'm getting ready to show you a clip from the Capitol Police Chief, what they're talking about. Now, Antifa and BLM, what the Capitol Police Chief says, they have been doing what this police chief is about to say in this clip for the past 6 months, and even longer than that, actually. But especially the past 6 months, this police chief is going to say everything that Antifa and BLM have been doing, and she's going to exaggerate what happened on the 6th of January. She's going to exaggerate. And when I first heard, I'm like, this woman is not being honest. This woman is lying. And you can tell whatever it is. I don't even think that she actually wrote this. I think it was given to her. You get on there and you read this and say, because this is what we want you to say. Because there's no one in her right mind that saw what happened on January 6th know that what she's about to say here, she's exaggerating.
Now, I never did condone anyone tearing up anything. Never did. Anyone hurting someone. I've never attacked a police officer. Never have. Never have. Don't plan on it. Never do. I love talking to police officers, even when I meet some of these idiot police officers that think that the Democrat Party is all of a sudden for them. I mean, oh my goodness. But listen.
They were engaged in hand-to-hand combat, assaulted with chemical irritants.
You hear that? Hand-to-hand combat. You hear this? They're making it like, oh, like a, I mean, like a military assault was taking place. Hand-to-hand combat. Come on. Do they say any of this when Antifa and BLM actually kill American citizens? See, the queens and kings felt threatened. Right? And they're just using this to their advantage. They're just using this. But the kings and queens felt threatened. So now all of a sudden, they're talking about hand-to-hand combat. Like it was like a warfare, right?
They were engaged in hand-to-hand combat, assaulted with chemical irritants and tasers. They were assaulted with pipes, bats, bricks, and American flagpoles.
You hear that? An American flagpoles. You hear that? Knowing good and well that America, they're the party, talking about those on the left, they're the ones who's wanting to burn the American flag. They don't care about the flag now, but now all of a sudden they're trying to act like they do. They're trying to act like this is the America we want because we have Joe Biden. This is the America that we've been looking for because they have Joe Biden. This is the demonic America that we've been fighting for. This is the jobless America that we wanted. This is the left. And she has to make sure with American flag poles. I mean, seriously, why not just say poles? But she had to throw it in there talking about, you know why? I'm going to tell you right now, and it's going to go right into the next clip that I have for you. She's saying the American flag poles because she wants people to believe that those of us that are on the right are enemy of the state. The same thing that they did to the Jewish people in the 1930s, they're making those of us on the right to make it look like we're the bad ones, like we're the ones that's the threat. You know, disregard the brown shirts, I mean, Antifa and BLM, just disregard them terrorizing, burning billions of dollars down in property, you know, and forget about how they were killing American citizens. Forget that Antifa and BLM took over a police department and even holding some police officers at hostage. Forget that they did that. Forget that these Antifa and BLM demonic thugs took over a federal building, had a seizure on a federal building for over 100 plus days. Forget that they did that. See, that doesn't matter. It's because of those of us on the right that believe in God. See, that's what it all comes down to. That those of us on the right that believe in God is the reason why she said with the American flagpoles, they want to demonize us and say that we're the problem. When they did all of these demonic things. And you know what? They don't see the demonic things that they've been doing. They don't see it. They can't wrap their mind around it because they believe that killing people that disagree with them is justified. This is the left. The left believe burning down $1 billion of personal property, car lots, is justified in their mind. So they don't see a problem with it. See, they tie it to George Floyd, which was a criminal. So everyone went out, all these demonic leftist people went out there burning up stuff, graffiti, attacking people. They see nothing wrong with it because they're filled with these demonic spirits. So they say it was justified. Same thing, Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta turned around and tried to shoot a police officer. He got killed. So guess what they did? They started burning stuff. They started attacking stuff. Remember when I was at Wendy's? They said it was justified. And then Breonna Taylor, another criminal, drug dealer. She got shot, trying to shoot at the cops, which they don't want to acknowledge, but they started burning stuff and started looting, et cetera, et cetera. And they said it was justified. So they don't see any of that as something wrong. When you see these people that are Antifa and BLM and they attack a white person that loves this country, that's a Christian, they see nothing wrong with it because these people are filled with demonic spirits and it's justified. And what I was saying before, a lot of people are asking me, and I told you I was going to put this. A lot of people are asking me, what do you think about, you know, like a civil war? And I don't want a civil war. I really don't. But some people are saying it has to happen. I mean, there has to be a way for us to resolve this issue without physically going all out fighting. There has to be a way, right? And the way they think that we can resolve that right now is them locking up, you know, groups like the Proud Boys, are now they're going after the three percenters, and then they're going to start going after other groups that love the country, that support the country. Now, I've met a lot of these people in these groups, and none of them are racist. None of them have been hateful. I never joined any of these groups, but I know a lot of them. I have talked to a lot of them in the past, over the years. So everything that the media is saying about them is a total lie. But my point is that they're going to, they've already started arresting some of them. They're looking to make Proud Boys, the three percenters, all enemy of the state so they can just go out and lock them up. And why are they wanting to do that? Because they feel that these particular groups will fight against the tyranny in a physical manner. So they want to remove them. And once they remove that element, they remove, like I said, my personal opinion, it may be lower, maybe a little bit higher, but my personal opinion is if they remove 2 to 4 million people from society that they feel that will stand up against the tyranny, then the rest of the millions will fall over. I mean, think about it. Because they'll see that all of these are getting arrested for saying certain things, like Brandon Strucker. He kind of got himself in trouble on that one, right? He kind of did it to himself when he was at the Capitol because he was saying it was on video. And I know Brandon Strucker. I mean, every time I interacted with him, I never had any, like, you know, bad vibes or anything for the most part. You know, he may have seen some of my videos about, you know, I don't agree with the lifestyle, but it had nothing to do with that. The point is that when he was at the Capitol, he was saying, get their shields, talking about the police officers. That's a huge no-no. I mean, you shouldn't do that. A lot of people were not aware of that. He was saying, get the shield. And then even after that, he was talking about, you know, putting stuff on Twitter that was, you know, in support of the violence that took place. Now, I heard those in reports. I haven't actually seen those tweets. But at this point, what they're doing, arresting people that they feel could rally other people, is a problem. You understand what I'm saying? So those of us that believe in this country, Brandon Strucker, he believed in the country. He believed in freedom. And ever since they arrested him, I haven't heard anything from him yet. Because they removed most of his stuff. And freedom of speech is going away. And I constantly tell people, I'm not for the violence. I'm not. And I'm being honest. And see, the reason why I'm not for the violence is the same reason why Christ wasn't for the violence. Christ set the example for all of us. But now I understand people get upset and people are angry. People think that, you know, these tyrants need to be dealt with. I get it. But I still believe in what Christ did. And I still believe Christ set the example for us. If that makes sense. Some people may disagree with that. But I want to play this clip for you, where they straight up were talking. They're talking about Proud Boys and the three percenters and any other pro-American groups that they want to deem as domestic terrorists. They want to deem them as a major problem to the nation. I'm telling you, I'm saying within the next 6 months, probably within the first 100 days here,
You know what I'm saying? The first 100 days of this true abomination, the second abomination in the White House. The first one was a beta male 44. But this abomination right now, this doom and gloom that's in the White House right now, I give it 100 days, and it's just probably going to be the America that we never thought we would expect, unless we see some true movement. But listen to this.
In addition to the Proud Boys, three alleged members of the far-right self-described militia group, the Oath Keepers, have also been indicted on conspiracy charges.
I think now we see this moment of action, of arrests, and of an enormous amount of attention and pressure on a lot of these groups.
Analyst Kathleen Ballou says the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have the capability to take down the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and other groups.
Y'all hear that? You see, that's, I'm telling you. I was telling people that this is their plan before I even saw this video, because I see the writing on the wall. I see the writing on the wall. This is their plan. They didn't say any of this about Antifa and BLM. They're still not. Listen to the rest of this.
But she worries about what happens next.
As pressure mounts on the Proud Boys today, one thing that has happened in the past with some regularity is that members will flee to other groups where they will continue their activism.
That's why I say 2 to 4 million people, and they're going to make sure it's public that they do it to these people, to get these people to never, ever say anything, to get you and I to be silent. They want you and I to forever to be silent. That's their goal. They get us to be silent, never question. And see, that's the reason why they went after Marjorie Greene. I talked about that last night. They don't even want us to question the lies that they're telling us. I mean, the prime example, the easiest example I can give you that they're constantly pushing onto us is a man all of a sudden becoming a woman. They're telling us not to even question it. Oh, hold on, wait a minute. Isn't that a dude? Oh, my goodness. How dare you? How dare you misidentify they, them, those, it? How dare you? Oh, it's a man. It's a dude. Look, he got a full-on beard. He got a full-on beard. It's a dude. But you can't even question it. And like I said, I give it within the first 100 days before they really start bringing the hammer down. The first 100 days. I mean, they're already kind of doing it. But I'm talking about, I think it's going to get to the extreme. But with that said, I truly believe that God is going to intervene. I truly believe that. And the only reason why I talk about this stuff, because we need to know. I never claim to be a prophet, and I never will. Okay, let me just make sure that's clear. But a lot of this stuff I see is because I pay attention to it, and I'm like, well, if they do this, could they possibly do this or this? And I see them doing X, Y, and Z, and then I come on the microphone and on the camera here, and I tell y'all, look, they're going to do this and this and this. And guess what? They end up doing it. Do you think they're like watching my videos? Oh, Will Johnson said, let's do this. So let's do it. Let's do it. It's great. No, I don't think so. As much as they don't want people to watch my videos, because a lot of people watch my videos and be like, you know, I've had people send me emails and say, well, I didn't even think about it like that. And it's like, that's when the red pill moment happens, because a lot of people go, I didn't even think about it like that. And then bam, then they start looking at other stuff, and then you start seeing. And that's my only goal here, is to get people to see what they don't want you to see. That's my only goal. I don't want to fight with you. I mean, we can have a verbal argument. Oh, that's fine. You know, just keep it civil. I mean, we can have a verbal argument. That's why I like going out on the street talking to people that's willing to have a conversation. a heated conversation. But some of these, a lot of these people, they can't handle it. I mean, a lot of people, both on the right and the left, they can't handle it because the state of America right now is something that we never thought we would see. I mean, seriously, I didn't think, I mean, when I was younger, I was like, you know, never thought we would start looking like Nazi Germany, the beginning stages of it. Never thought. No, that's in the history books. That's not supposed to happen ever again because we have it in the history books. Little did I know. Little did I know. Here they go, implementing it, throwing it in our faces. And they are very happy about it. And then they try to come across like, you know, oh, we're not the ones doing that. We're not the ones like that. We're decent people. We're looking out for everybody. When they're not, they're looking out for their own self-interest, their own power grabbing that they want to do. Am I lying? Or do you see the same thing? Because everything I'm talking about, I'm just only talking about what they're actually doing. And I make sure it's clear when I say what they're going to do in the future. Like when I talk about the between the 2 and 4 million, that's my opinion. I say I could be wrong. Could be lower. Could be higher. They get a group of number of people and make it, put it all on the telly. Because you know the Communist News Network and MSDNC and even Newsmax, they're going to talk about it. They say, oh, they're locking up these people for, you know, standing up against tyranny. You can't stand up against tyranny, even though the U.S. Constitution actually calls for every single American to stand up against tyranny. But if you do, you're going to go and get locked up. That's the plan. Some people still don't believe me. And then when it finally happened, because a lot of people that didn't want to believe me before, when it started happening, then I'm like, oh, some of these people don't even call me anymore. I've noticed. I didn't want to be right. They got mad at me because I told them this is a possible future. I didn't say I had no crystal ball, but they got mad at me. I mean, one lady, and she wasn't being mean, but she was saying, well, you can't be saying that. You're speaking into existence. And my thing is, if I got that much power, if you're going to give me that much power to speak stuff into existence like that, a certain scenario, then tomorrow morning when we wake up, there's going to be some mass arrests by these socialist Democrats that have broken the law. How about that? How about that? Does that work? I wish I did have that much power. I'm just talking about, I see the writing on the wall. That's all it comes down to. And that's all I keep talking about. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteTheAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.